How do you like Hawaii?
I don't know. I haven't seen most of it because I've been on set the entire time. I'm in like every scene from beginning to end, and that's so far. That's my week, and on the weekends I'm doing TCAs and photo shoots. So probably in about 2 months I'll get a chance to spend some time on the island and do some surfing.
Can you talk about some of the iconic firsts for you? Like the first time you sat down in the Ferrari and learned how to drive it. The first time you got the Hawaiian shirt just right. Those
well,
things.
The we're not doing a Hawaiian shirt quite yet, but it's coming, and it's like kind of an earned moment, which is really I think they did a great job with it. For me, I would say one of the most surreal sort of, you know, I had to step back and pinch myself moments was 2 months before I got this opportunity. I was randomly flipping through TV. I saw Magnum PI on the guide. I clicked on it. It was Tom Selleck on a surf ski in the middle of a bay in Hawaii. 2 months after that, I found myself in that very same scenario, shooting that scene where I'm in the surf ski with the Detroit Tigers hat, you know, going through the bay. And it was just so surreal to find myself in that spot. I mean, I was a huge fan of the show. My mother was a huge fan of the show. That one's going to stay with me. You know, it was one of the first moments where it really landed on me that I was given this chance to play this iconic character.
Was there something about the show that really stood out to you when you were a kid and you became a fan of it? Was there a thing that you know you loved the most about it?
What I loved about it was Tom, to be honest. I mean, you know, some of the sort of like ancillary characters or storylines were kind of a little campy, and you know, it was a very like it felt like a show from that time period, but. You know, looking back on it, it was the charm, it was his charisma, it was that ability of this individual to sort of be attractive to both men and women, in the sense that, like, women wanted to, like, you know, have a relationship with him, men wanted to drink a beer with this guy. It was just cool, you know what I mean? And that, like, as a kid, I responded to that, and, you know, the red Ferrari didn't hurt, you know, like, things like that. The beautiful women, you know, Hawaii as a location, all that stuff was just icing on the cake.
When the time is right, how much would you like to have him on the show?
I would love to. I would love to. And, you know, there's a million ways we can make it happen.
Yeah.
There's a million ways we can make it happen, but he's still on a show. So, I mean, not to wish anything bad for Blue Bloods, but if that ends, then there might be a possible way to get him to do the show, and I would love that.
Jerry, what's different about this Magnum? Like, any backstory? It's a little bit, you know, women, red cars aside, lighthearted attitude.
I think a lot of the backstory feeds who this character is, how the story is being built. I mean, I would say the one glaringly different aspect of the show is the fact that Higgins is a woman, and that dynamic between Higgins and Magnum is going to be different. There's sort of relationship stuff that can be explored that could turn out to be really interesting and fruitful, you know, in terms of building story. But outside of that, I think, you know, the main bones and pieces of what made Magnum PI special and unique, you know, the POW thing, the charm, the, you know, the backstory is all still there and kind of feeds into the show, into this character, this version.
Had you been asked to play a character that had already existed before? Was this the first time?
I've played real life individuals, like in World Trade Center. It was a guy who actually went into, you know, played Dominic Pizzullo.
But not redoing
it. But I've never done a reboot. Yeah, like a. No, I don't think I have. No.
So what's daunting about it? Is it just that there is a footprint for that? And it.
Well, it's, you know, I feel like because it's such a sort of different direction for this character, I feel less like burdened by the past. You know, I think of the example of, like, you know, Jared Leto when I did Suicide Squad. It was like built in, you know, hate for the character,
right.
His portrayal of it. It was like everybody wanted him to fail. And so I had that in the back of my mind, and I thought that it was a really smart thing for Peter and casting and, you know, the network to do something that felt really different. And visually, I look really, I don't have the mustache. And as Peter said, you know, that was that was something that Tom brought to the character. And I just thought they were dealing with it in the right way, because honestly, coming in, it was one of the things that I was worried about. It was like, I know there's going to, regardless of the casting decision, I don't care. There's like everyone thinks they know best, they know better than the guys writing checks and, you know, blowing up Ferraris. You know, it's like the guy in his mom's basement knows better than all these people, right? So everybody has an opinion, and I knew that there was going to be, you know, some sort of backlash. So, but I felt confident in the fact that, like, I can do this, and two, that it was enough of a different direction that there was less weight on me.
Sure.
You know, so it gave me more freedom, I feel like.
Hawaii is also a major character of the show.
Yeah.
What's the relationship between Magnum and Hawaii, or vice versa? Like, are they glad you're back filming? Like, what's the deal?
They are over the moon. Like, they want the show to work. They love the show. Pretty much everybody I've come across by has a story
about the
Like, you know, you know, my dad was this, my mom shot on the thing, and or we Tom used to be, this used to be his favorite place to eat. So it's like everybody's got a story. It made such an impact on the island, and it was a great sort of selling point for the island. And I mean, you know, tourism feeds that state. I mean, without tourism, I don't know what else they have. So it's a service industry. There's a lot of things that we are, as a production, we're going to be able to bring to the local economy and to the people there. So they are very thankful that we're there, and everybody has like a soft spot for Magnum PI. You know, they want the show to work.
Are you running into Hawaii 5-0 constantly?
Not constantly, but on my way back to LA from Hawaii this time for the TCAs, Scott was in front of me. Like, what's up, buddy? It was the first time we met, so it was good.
But everyone loved it, but the original.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, there's already characters that are coming over from 5-0 to Magnum. So it's like kind of like this world that Peter's building on the island with the detectives and the PI. There will be like an official crossover that's going to take place, but I think it's probably maybe more middle latter part of the season.
What everyone loved about the original was that it was fun. Now, I know it was the 80s.
Right.
TV has gotten more serious. Our dramas are more serious.
Yes.
Where does this lie in the tonal fun area compared to the original and compared to the dark dramas that we see on TV now?
I think tonally it's a it's similar, but you know, I think there's always going to be some of that levity. There's always going to be those moments of drama, but it's not too heavy with that. I mean, I feel like the world is dense and heavy enough. There's so much gravity when you turn on the news. I'm censoring myself. There's so much bullshit out there right now, and so much hate and negativity, and everybody, you know, has these platforms of social media where they can espouse things and be anonymous. And I feel like, you know, we don't need more gravity when we turn on the TV. We need a little bit of that levity. So tonally, it's a bit of an escape. It's escapism. It looks visually beautiful. There are, you know, sort of there's that action element, but the pilot's a little more action heavy than the rest of the show will be. So, you know, the way I look at it tonally, it's a bit of escapism. You know, it's like turn the TV on for an hour and get away from all the bullshit in life. You know?
If you stripped away all of the Magnumness of it, is this still a dream kind of role for you? Is this the sort of thing you've been wanting to play? All the opportunities?
Yeah. I mean, I can't. It's hard to pull the Magnum aspect. I remember when I first broke the news to my mom, and I was taking my time, like having this conversation, because she was a massive like Tom Selleck Magnum PI fan. That's how I was introduced to the show. And so we were at dinner, we were like having a nice steak, glass of wine, you know, kind of loosen them up. And I was like, you know, Mom, I didn't want to say anything, but I'm going to tell you now, because it's like, it's all official, we're all done with contracts and all that, but I'm playing Magnum PI. I'm doing Magnum PI. No, I said I'm doing Magnum PI, and she said,
which one?
No, she said, are you, who's going to be Magnum PI? Please tell me it's Tom Selleck. I'm like, no, it's not Tom Selleck. It's going to be me. My own mother, you know? It was like my own mother. She wanted Tom Selleck, and she still wants Tom Selleck. She's pitching me. She's like, when is he coming to the show? I'm like, knock it off. I'm Magnum. Maybe in the show down the line, but this is it. But she was blown away. Yeah.
And what'd she
like,
say?
She's like overflowing with pride. I mean, you know. Both of my parents are very happy for the career that I've had, and it's kind of like this cool bit of like life imitating art, because my brother just 2.5-3 weeks ago retired from the Navy, and I'm playing a Navy guy. He spent 22 years in the U.S. military, went on numerous tours, went to the Middle East, went to Iraq, all this stuff, and I'm playing like a Navy guy on television. So for me, it's a real source of pride, you know, to be able to portray a character like this. And the fact that, Peter Lankoff is conscious about, you know, sort of this positive portrayal of vets coming back and allowing them have a positive impact in society, and it's not all about my PTSD and my misery and, you know, all that sort of side of things. For me, it's a great honor and a great pleasure to be able to play a character like that.
So the fact that you swung your mom to your side, do you think she's a good gauge as far as other people accepting you?
I think so. I mean, she's an easy sell, though. Okay, you know what I mean? Right. She just wants to meet Tom. That's the only thing. If she meets Tom, she will die a happy woman. You know what I mean?
Do you have a physical regimen for this role?
I did before, but it's so hard. Like, my days are just insane. I'm like first one in, last one out. And then I just have to study, you know, for the next day's material. But I've been trying to run as much as possible, trying to hit the gym, and trying to do surfing, trying to do as much surfing as I can. I picked, I keep telling, my third day in Hawaii, because I got a place that was unfurnished. So I had a bed, but it was on the floor. So technically, I didn't really have a bed, but I did buy a surfboard. So it was like, you know, order of operations was like, buy a surfboard, get a bed frame, how about a TV? So, you know, I had my priorities straight. Yeah.
But you figured it all out.
Yeah. Two so far. Yeah. Yeah.
I know you guys said you got Tom Selleck's blessing, but do you know if it took any convincing?
I'm sure it did. I don't know that, but I am assuming that it's such a part of his life. It's it was his baby. It was, you know, it gave him a career. It's iconic. It's been around forever. It still airs on television. You know, it's probably in 100-plus countries around the world. I'm sure that he was a bit, you know, trepidatious about the whole thing and, like, who's being cast and how is it going to do? What if it's really huge? What does that, you know, what does that do for money? You know what I'm saying? What if it's too big? Exactly. You might not like that. So I'm sure there was a little bit of that. But at the end of the day, like, this is his legacy, you know? So I would be protective of that if I was him.
Yeah.
That being said, he gave us our blessing. So, you know, all that considered, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Have you been in the helicopter?
I have been in the helicopter. It didn't take off, though. Not yet. But it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do all your stunts, or is it like, no, we can't risk you?
I did most of my stunts in the pilot. Yeah, I did have a stunt double who was great, but I did most of my stuff. It's like insurance stuff. It's like, you know, I'm going to do as much as I can get away with.
I'd let him do it at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the stuff that you see in there so far, that's been me. And hopefully I'll keep it that way as much as possible.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.